It is time for us to check sports. And unfortunately today, our sports news today isn't really about sports news. Well, it is, but it isn't. One of the stories that we're following for you, the National Football League Players Association president says the NFL wanted to cancel games amid the COVID outbreak. He explained that in his roles, those decisions was about making sure players were going to be paid. He defended the league's decision to postpone Saturday's game against the Raiders until Monday and Sunday's matchup between Philadelphia and Seattle to Tuesday after he was called out by Raiders players for supporting a game he was playing in to be rescheduled. So that is a sports story number one, not really about sports. Sports story number two, Texas A&M has withdrawn from the Gator Bowl over COVID-19 issues and various injuries. Sports story number three, Bills Coles Beasley takes the NFL and goes after them for rules after he tested positive for COVID-19. Sports story number four, NHL players will not participate in the 2022 Beijing Olympics amid the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Former NFL star Tim Green has revealed how ALS altered his outlook on life. The one sports news story that is about sports is that at this point in the NFL season, a record 27 teams remain in playoff hunt with 3 weeks to go. The New York Jets and New York Giants are not among those teams. In college football, Michigan football, the team has opted for COVID-19 boosters. And how about this? A Mississippi college football player was arrested in an alleged COVID fraud scheme while he was at USC on charges he allegedly orchestrated a scheme to defraud the government out of hundreds of thousands of dollars in COVID-19 relief funds during his time while he was playing at Southern California. Well, I guess that's about it in sports news. Like I said, not really sports news, but it's close to sports news, right?